the Yankees were off today. And thankfully, just for our mental break, they probably need a break. They haven't had a game off in six. I think they played 16 straight games. Hopefully, they can come home and play a A's team that's really been. The last time they played the A's were above 500. The A's were playing well. They have completely fallen off. The pitching has been terrible for them. So hopefully the Yankees come in and figure something out. A lot of talk yesterday, and I did it to open the show yesterday morning, talking about, you know, Max Fried and Juan Soto and how the two are linked and what's better for the New York Yankees. Or like, and I don't think, you know, and I want to just clear it up because, you know, I said it, but I want to make it clear how I feel about Juan Soto, because I'm a no, Plan B sucks. That's the kind of, I've been a Plan B sucks guy from the Yankees and Juan Soto from the beginning. I wanted to make t-shirts like Sal made about the Worthless Baseball Classic, but I thought people would assume it was a political statement with Plan B sucks, so I chose not to do it. But like, there is no doubt this Yankee team is now better off for not having signed Juan Soto. There's no doubt. This Yankee team, this particular season, is better off. And I still believe, despite the Rays never losing, and I've done a lot of sarcasm today, here's a little bit more, just in case you don't pick it up. I find it, I just want, I know the Rays have been winning, but I got a bunch of people, you know, oh, look, the Rays again just swept Kansas City. I thought Kansas City played in the American League Central, and I was under the impression beating teams in the American League Central doesn't mean jack squat. That's what everybody tells me. That beating teams in the American League Central doesn't matter. That games against the Cincinnati Reds in June is more telling than beating the Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals in the ALDS and ALCS, respectively. Those games mean nothing. Losing the Cincinnati means everything. And what else means everything? Tampa Bay beating Kansas City, because clearly that means they're unstoppable. Never mind the fact that when the Yankees beat Kansas City, we brush it off like it's absolute garbage and meaningless. But when Tampa Bay does it, woo, here come the Rays. Now, here come the Rays. They've been the hottest team in baseball for a month. But right now, I still expect this New York baseball team that is better without Juan Soto. And I don't know if that's going to be the case forever. That's why it's up to the New York Yankees to make moves in this offseason. And we can get into, and I will get into, you know, we talk so much about the deadline, and the Yankees do have a prospect right now in Spencer Jones, who's been talked about a lot, has been talked about a lot. And right now he is having an excellent season down in AAA, or AA rather. He's having an excellent season. He's leading the league in home runs. He's got, and he was injured. He's got 16 home runs and like 200 or 250 at bats. His OPS is almost 1,000. He does strike out a lot. But he's having a very good year. And moving forward with this team, it's going to be interesting to see how they treat this deadline. Because I honestly think there is a very good chance, and we're going to get into it, there is a very good chance that either Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez get traded at this deadline, if the deadline breaks where those kind of players worthy of trading a Dominguez or Spencer Jones is on the table. If those players exist, like as we look to bolster this team, that to me, again, is better this one season without Juan Soto. And that was a topic for discussion a lot today, and I kind of started it yesterday morning talking about how Max Fried won them that game, and obviously Soto won the Mets that game, and how the two teams have benefited from those transactions. The Mets are clearly better with Juan Soto, and the Yankees, amazingly enough, are better this season without him, because I don't know where they'd be without Max Fried. And this offense still leads the American League in runs scored, despite being awful for 2 weeks. They have guys who are now, right, they have obviously Judge is the top vote getter in the American League wild card All-Star game, and he's already locked in. You've got Goldschmidt, a finalist for first base. You've got Rice, a finalist for DH. Obviously, Fried is an All-Star. I think there's a good chance Carlos Rodon is an All-Star. I mean, this team has had, despite the last 2 weeks, a pretty good season. They're still in first place. They got a lot of guys who are going to be all-stars. And they are better off this year without Juan Soto. It's moving forward that you wonder about. This is a 15-year contract. You're going to have guys coming off the books. They got to go out and get Tucker now. That's going to be as soon as the offseason. I heard someone saying that the Yankees should trade Spencer Jones for Tucker. I don't think the Cubs are interested in trading Kyle Tucker at the moment. But like moving forward with Juan Soto would have allowed the Yankees that signature player in the middle of the lineup to be the next superstar of the team and be the leader of the team after Judge's career is over, which I don't know how many more years. He signed a 9-year deal 2 years ago, so I think he's got another 6 years after this one. But how many of those six is he going to be this type of player, MVP type player, where Juan Soto is only 26 years old, and we know that he's got more multi-home run games than anyone else in Major League Baseball history at the age of 26. But moving forward, you got Stanton's money eventually coming off the books. It's even going from 32 to 19 next year. You're going to have DJ LeMahieu off the books. You're going to have a lot of money off the books next year that could have went to this contract, go other places, keep Juan Soto in the middle of that lineup. It is yet to be determined whether or not moving on from Juan Soto was the best thing for the New York Yankees in general. And in fact, I still think it wasn't. I still wish they gave him the contract. I still wish they gave him the suites and the wardrobes and anything else that needed to be given to him. But this year, there's no doubt the Yankees are better off. And you could look at the All-Stars and you could look at Max Fried. But the question about this team is going to be, how do they improve with the All-Star break? Because as much as I'll tell you that they are, in my estimation, the best team in this division, and I think they're going to win the division. And honestly, I don't think it's going to be all that close. For two different reasons. The two different reasons why I think the Yankees are going to win this division are, one, the Tampa Bay Rays have hardly played any road games. The Tampa Bay Rays front-loaded their schedule because of the heat and the weather in Tampa. Before it gets into the real rainy months and the hot months, they wanted to play as many games at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa as possible. They're going to be on the road a lot the second half of the year. They're going to be doing a lot of traveling. And I also heard something, a couple people I've heard say, which I disagree with, the idea that they don't even have they've played a lot of home games, but it's not really a home field advantage. Because it's at George M. Steinbrenner Field and it's a Yankee field, it's not their field. I completely disagree with that. This is probably the best home field advantage they've ever had. Because they play in an empty doldrum of a ballpark that nobody goes to. It's a 40 or 38,000 people arena where nobody's there. They average 12 or 13,000 people a game, and it's a tenth. It's a quarter of the quarter of the building is empty for all those games. Now, yeah, this one only fits 11, but they're selling out. They've got an 11,000 people building filled at the minor league complex where it actually feels like it's people are there. I think this is the best home field advantage. I mean, it's still in Tampa. It's still their homes. They don't have to travel for it. Their fan base, whatever it is still there. And they're actually playing in front of a building that only supports that many people, and it might feel filled as opposed to playing in an empty, cavernous ballpark with a terrible lighting system and dome where balls were lost and hit into the catwalk and everything else. Plus, I think the Yankees are better. I'm not overly concerned about the division just yet. I'm more concerned about how the Yankees are playing. And then the other reason is, the Yankees are going to try to improve at the deadline. And we're going to have a conversation about whether or not you would trade Dominguez. I talked about this about a week ago. Whether or not you talk about Spencer Jones, because he's really starting to get hot again after coming back from injury. He's having a great year in the minors. How do you feel about moving one or both or one of those guys? We're all looking to the idea that they're going to go get Kyle Tucker in the offseason, or at least attempt to. If they do that, I could easily see them re-signing Grisham, too. This outfield could easily become very crowded. And if players worth trading your top prospects emerge, I could see the Yankees moving Spencer Jones. We'll have to see. I don't know. They do like, you know, when they have a guy they believe in, they like to see if he can come in and take over. I think nothing would please the Yankees more than to have a Dominguez, Judge, Spencer Jones outfield, but can you trust that? Can you wait for that? They waited at shortstop, and it's failing them right now. But as far as the division goes and Tampa, to me, the Yankees are better, and the Yankees will make a move at the deadline, and you know the Rays won't. The Rays, who their star shortstop just got convicted in the Dominican Republic for, you know, having a relationship with a minor. And I don't know if you saw that story, but that's, he got found guilty, sentenced to 2 years, and the sentence has been suspended. He got convicted of a relationship with a minor, and he got sentenced to 2 years in prison, and he's not going to serve it. It's been suspended as long as he promises not to do it again. Now, I don't know, he's convicted of a crime like that. I saw, you know, Jeff Passan talking about work visas and whether or not he's going to come back or whether Major League Baseball would even allow him back. But that's just a side note to an unbelievable story that has, you know, been on the, you know, on the forefront of baseball for a while now. But the Tampa Bay Rays, they're not going to trade for anybody. They never go for it. I know we praise them, and yes, they do an incredible job. They do more with less than anybody, right? There's no doubt about it. They are one of the smarter organizations who do less with more, and do more with less, and have a great year. But I'm sorry. I know that the market they play in, and I just talked about how many ticket sales they have. The idea that the Rays can't afford to do anything. They never do anything. They never do anything. They'll, at this trade deadline, they won't attack what they need. They won't go and try and fill holes. They're just going to hope what they have is good enough, and we'll see if it is. But they have money to spend. They never do it. Never. They chose to give one guy money, and I just told you what's going on with him. They're smart. They're brilliant. And here's the other thing. Everyone's like, oh, look at what that. Can you imagine if the Rays management would have the Yankee money? Well, Bloom had the Red Sox money. What happened? Like these other executives, other than Friedman, who went to L.A. and is now running the Dodgers with, you know, Guggenheim full pockets. Name another Rays executive who went out on his own somewhere else and was successful. There's something about how they run their business. And it's not as easy to just say, imagine if they had the money Brian Cashman had, or imagine how bad Brian Cashman would be if he had the Tampa Bay's payroll. It's a different world. They're able to do things the Yankees cannot do. They're able to do things the Yankees cannot do. Now, the Yankees are clearly capable of doing things they cannot do, but the Yankees have to go out and give DJ LeMahieu a contract. Have to. He has two MVP borderline seasons, wins a batting title. They can't afford to say, well, listen, he's on the wrong side of 30. We got the best out of him. We'll let DJ walk. They're not allowed to not sign him. The fan base won't tolerate it. They're not allowed to trade good young players. Never sign a single guy. Move on from them and get packages back. They're not allowed to do that. You can't trade a glass now. You can't trade these guys. You think you can. You think they're smart. And I'm not saying they're not. The Yankees don't have that ability. You have to sign your superstars. You have to pay the guys who are successful for you. You have to give them big contracts because you have the money to do so. The Tampa Bay Rays are smart. They do a lot of interesting things. They continually put themselves in a position to have a winning baseball team. There is no doubt. But when it comes down to it, the Yankees are better. The Rays are playing a ton of road games. And the Rays will not look to improve themselves at the deadline. They will not bring on an ounce of money. They will not look to improve themselves. The Yankees are going to win this division.